Well, yesterday, Healthy Bones Australia celebrated its 21st anniversary of protecting Aussie bones on its new partnership with a local company to develop a breakthrough diagnostic fracture prediction tool. 2 decades ago, osteoporosis was a largely overlooked and untreated area, and thanks to Healthy Bones Australia's pioneering bone health work, osteoporosis is now recognised as an important chronic disease and a national health priority. The organisation is now focusing on innovations, including a new diagnostic tool to activate the work for early detection and treatment of osteoporosis. To tell us all about it, I'm now joined by Professor Ego Seaman, who's professor and endocrinologist in the departments of medicine and endocrinology at the Austin Health University of Melbourne and medical director Curvebeam. Thank you for your time today, Professor. Good to have you along.
Yes, hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's been a little bit wet down here the last couple of days, but I think the West Coast has copped the less of the rest of the state, so we're happy about that. Okay, right. Yeah. What are some of the statistics surrounding bone fractures in particular? Let's start there.
Yeah, so 1 in 2 women will have a fracture in their lifetime. 1 in 4 men will have a fracture. If the fracture is a hip fracture, the 20% of persons, whether men or women, having a hip fracture will die within 12 months of the hip fracture because of associated illnesses, okay. The fracture itself, and other features. There's one person fracturing about every 7 to 10 seconds throughout Australia at this time. So what happens is that we're getting older, and as we age, the bones become thin and they become liable to break with minimal trauma. The good news, however, is that we have ways of detecting people who are at risk of fracture, and we have drug therapy that can stop the thinning process and newer drugs that can actually rebuild the bone.
So you mentioned age there. Are there any other statistics that make the statistics so high?
Well, the challenge that we're facing is that we're all living to in advanced age. So more and more individuals are getting into their 80s and 90s, and we're seeing people in their hundreds. And provided that they're, you know, reasonably well, they still can get around, but their bones become fragile. So we're enjoying advancing age and living longer, but it comes with challenges.
With a price. Yeah, that's
that
right.
We need to meet as a scientific community.
Does it affect obese people and those overweight? Is that a common thing as well?
It does. In some ways, in fact, people who are overweight can be protected because of certain hormonal changes that accompany greater body weight. But, of course, the bigger you are, the harder you fall. So
yes.
You can also predispose to fractures. So obesity may be in some ways protective, but still obese people are not free of the risk of fracture, and now we have ways of evaluating that in all people.
Yes, exactly. It's not in that sense, it's not necessarily an age thing, because people in their 30s and 40s can be overweight and obese. So I guess this is relevant to us all.
Well, there are other factors such as smoking, for example. Smoking increases the risk of breaking bones because it interferes, the tobacco and the poisons in tobacco interfere with the bone, the way that the bone renews itself. And so that you lose some bone, but you put less bone back because the tobacco interferes with the bone building capacity that we have, or the bone renewal capacity that we all have throughout our lives.
Mm. Okay, well, obviously if somebody is suspected that they may have a fracture, they can't really muck around. They've got to speak to their doctor or get an x-ray as soon as possible. I actually twisted my ankle a couple of weeks ago, and it was the same ankle that I actually broke falling down my sister's stairs a few years ago, so I was worried that I'd broken it again. Fortunately for me, it only turned out to be a twisted ankle, so that's fine, but you need to make sure that it isn't a fracture, so you need to seek help straight away, I guess.
Sure. And we have ways now of doing that with a simple special scan that we use that's available in most centres throughout Australia. We can measure an individual's bone density, and if it's markedly reduced, we can target those individuals and offer them investigations and treatment to prevent further bone loss and reverse the bone loss in certain circumstances.
Okay. So tell me about what Healthy Bones Australia does in the communities and some of the services it provides.
Well, I've been working with in collaboration with Healthy Bones for a lot of years now, and they're a marvellous group of people who have had the initiative and the energy to try to bring this silent epidemic of fractures in the community to highlight the fact that we have this progressive loss of bone when we age and that bones become fragile. So they should be congratulated and wish happy birthday because of their contributions to an increasing awareness. And we're particularly privileged to be working with them to develop some of the newer methods we have of identifying individuals, women and men, who are liable to break their bones and before they have the first fracture.
Now, I mentioned before that there's this new diagnostic tool set to identify and treat a fracture before it occurs. Tell us about that.
So the machines that we've had for the last 20, 30 years, the bone density machines, they measure the amount of bone, the mass of bone, and that's very important. But it's not the only issue. It's not only the amount of bone that you have that makes you strong. It's the way that the bone is put together, the architecture of the bone. So when the architecture, when we lose bone, we disrupt the architecture. The outer shell of the bone becomes porous and thinned, and the inner honeycomb, like a Vila crumble thing, the inner honeycomb becomes disconnected, and it functions like a spring when we're walking. And if it becomes disconnected, then the spring doesn't work properly anymore, and cracks can develop in the bone. So we have ways now called high-resolution CT scanning, where we can actually measure the architecture of the bone down to the size of a hair. So we have very high resolution, and we can detect the changes in the architecture, which when compromised, make the bone fragile in a disproportionate way to the loss of bone. In other words, you can lose just a little bit of bone, but if you destroy the architecture with that little bit of bone loss, it causes the bone to become particularly fragile. And so we can, working together with the bone density machine and the new technology, we can better identify people who are at high risk of fracture in the next year or two before they have a fracture.
Yeah, isn't that
get at this before the event occurs?
Isn't that great? Because it means you're put on alert pretty much straight away, and you've got to at least you know in advance if there is an issue, and then I guess that cuts down the time, doesn't it, of actually making a diagnosis as well.
Well, we need to get to these individuals before they break a bone, before they break their wrist or their spine or their hip or their ankle. And we can do that now.
No, it's fantastic. Amazing how technology has progressed, even in just by this millennium alone, you know, this century. It's just come a long way, hasn't it? I bet you it's easier for you guys.
Well, it's keeping us busy.
Yes, absolutely. All right, if anybody wants any information, any further information on Healthy Bones Australia or anything about fractures, etc., where can they go?
Well, they have to just Google Healthy Bones Australia. There'll be a phone number and a very friendly person to chat to them and direct them, depending on where they live, to the right places where they can be helped or at least given more information.
Excellent. All right, Professor Igo Seaman, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. West Coast 7XS, good morning.